Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship 360 Degrees, and to our loyal listeners, welcome back. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of experts like our guest this evening. Carnell Borton is a husband, father of five, senior pastor, writer, and entrepreneur. He has over 25 years experience in the ministry, presently serving as a senior pastor and administrative bishop. He has a distinct passion for teaching married couples, particularly Christian married couples, how to pursue the depth of intimacy that marriage exists to realize. He and his wife minister to engage in married couples worldwide. His intimacy store, thepurebed.com, supports husbands and wives in the enjoyment of sexual intimacy in marriage. Pastor Borton, Carnell, thanks for stopping by Relationship 360 Degrees. It's a pleasure to have you tonight.
Hello, Tiffany. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And, you know, I was just thinking it's kind of odd that a pastor, well, you know, maybe to some people, that a pastor would have an intimacy, sexual intimacy store. Do you only sell to married individuals?
That is our target base. Obviously, we don't have direct control over who comes to the store, but every marketing effort, everything we can control, we do direct at that niche market, which are married people. Yes.
I see. Well, I want to get into, I know that you're offering some of the products from your store tonight to one lucky listener that goes out to relationships360.com, enters their name and email address. By the end of the month, I believe that is June 30th is the end of this month. So if you go there to relationships360.com, enter your name and email address, you'll be eligible to win one of the gifts that Carnell has decided to donate tonight. If you could tell us a little bit about what you're donating or giving away to one of our lucky listeners.
We're offering one of two gifts. The first is the Kama Sutra Luxury Bathing Gel. It's a very luxuriant bathing gel that comes in a beautifully appointed pump bottle. I think it's about 18 ounces of it. It'll be great for a romantic bath with you and your spouse. The second gift, the second option you have is the Romantic Vows game. We call it a game. It's about 72 cards. Each card has a romantic challenge, which is pretty consistent with our topic tonight, a romantic challenge for the couple. It'll give you some ideas of what you can do that's romantic in your relationship, in your marriage.
That sounds fantastic, and I know you offer a host of other things as well, all kinds of games, all kinds of different products. So we'll get more into that a little bit later in the program. But, you know, our topic is about, you know, how to create that never-ending honeymoon in a marriage. We know that typically relationships in general and, you know, the early stages of marriage, like right after the wedding, include this honeymoon stage. If you can just please just really briefly talk about that honeymoon stage. What is it? How long does it typically last in a marriage?
Well, if we have to define broadly the honeymoon phase, I think what we're talking about is that period of intense passion that we feel and we experience sort of at the surface of our being, the idealistic emotional experience we have, which usually actually starts when we're dating. And if we're fortunate, it carries over into the early years of the marriage. Different studies give different timelines for this, but it's not unusual for it to last up to 4 years. And so many couples will experience that. Unfortunately, for a lot of couples, the honeymoon phase actually ends at the honeymoon. But for many, it'll carry over in the first few years of the marriage. The honeymoon phase is actually, if we're honest about it, it is just a phase, just a season of the marriage. And much of it is physiological. You know, if I can just be direct, it has to do with the body being flooded with serotonin and oxytocin. And that particular experience is not sustainable.
Oh, wow. So basically it's just something that happens physiologically in our bodies that causes us to feel a certain way about our partner, about our spouse. You know, if we're lucky, if it carries over, you know, into the marriage. And so there are some things that we've got to do, you know, to sustain that feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we're talking about puppy love. You know, we've all been through it, I think, if you're of a certain age. And I'm not here to put a wet blanket on it and say you can't have that attachment, because that's really what we're talking about. You will maintain some vestiges of it throughout your marriage, but that high level, that very intense emotional experience, that's really not the goal of our marriage. And a little later, we may be able to talk about the phases that we go through. But I do believe that it's a designed phase for marriage, very natural, very welcomed, and it's meant to give us something to aspire to. I actually personally think that it's great that that phase gets interrupted. It gives us something to press towards.
So, yeah, let's get into some of the other stages, if you can talk about those. I think it's very important because, of course, the honeymoon phase doesn't last. So, yeah, let's talk about some of the other stages that marriages go through and then what we need to do, you know, to kind of get back to that euphoric, you know, feeling in our marriage to keep it exciting, to keep that spark in the marriage.
Okay. Well, if we talk about the other phases, and it depends on who you're talking to, different social scientists, the folks who actually study this, from our own personal anecdotal observations, I think we'll find that there are basically four stages in the marriage cycle. And this is really for a healthy marriage. Unhealthy marriages get stuck in one of these stages. But if a marriage is healthy, you go from the honeymoon phase, which is that phase that I just described, to what I call the discovery phase. That's the phase at which your idealistic view of your mate meets the reality. For a lot of us, it is not until we are married and we're actually spending that quality, sustained time with someone that we learn who they really are, as opposed to who we thought they were when we initially engaged them. Okay, so we go from honeymoon to discovery. Here's the reality of the people that we're with. It's the difference between falling in love, as someone said, with a personality, having to live with a character. And that's what the discovery phase is. It's learning a person's true character. The third of the four stages would be renewal. That's the point at which, now that we actually come to terms with the person that we're living with and that person's character, who they really are as an individual, we have to renew our commitment to spending a lifetime with that person. That's a whole season by itself. And then the fourth and the greatest season is that season of intimacy. Typically, it's once your children are prepubescent or adolescent, they're kind of on their way to leaving the nest. Perhaps they've left the nest. You have more time to spend together. Your lives are a lot more settled. You understand each other, and you understand yourselves as individuals. You enter into that time of deep, sustainable intimacy, where a lot of couples say they're having the best sex of their life and their marriage is on the best footing that it's ever been. So honeymoon phase, discovery phase, the renewal phase, and then finally the truly intimate phase.
Well, you know, what about this? Because I have a listener that's in our chat room, and he's saying that he's been married for 26 years, and the question, you know, that he asks, I don't know if it's for his marriage or if it's for just couples in general that have been married that long. I know you've been married for 20 years,
right,
Carnell. What if he or she has put on a lot of weight and you start thinking about being with other people?
Well,
What do you do in that case in order to, you know, I guess to come back together, basically, you know, to fight, you know, that urge and